All right, so our conversation starter this morning is all about vigilante and the spread in River State. Now, I have a few theories I'd like to share with you this morning, but my question to you is this. Why have the vigilante groups become very popular in this state? All over the country, there have been calls, you know, from the west, from the east, and even from the central point for vigilante groups. If I'm not mistaken, even when I was younger, there were, you know, small groups, community, back in Edo State in Uromi, we used to have these local hunters, right, who would, you know, whilst they're, you know, doing their business, trying to, as it were, catch bush meat and everything, they would also be the ones to maybe catch erring young men who are going to dig other people's farms and things like that. So in Uromi back then, they were pretty revered. You know, you do not go into people's farmlands at night, you know, without looking over your shoulder, apart from the fact that they have juju all over the place. Oh, by the way, we're talking about juju later on. That'll be tomorrow. But the point I'm trying to make here is this. They're all over the state. We saw last year, was it last year or the year before, the Benue State also trying to copy what the River State former River State governor did some years ago, you know, with the neighborhood watch, you know, and the vigilante services and blah, 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 blah. And obviously, here in River State, probably the most popular one, talking about OSPAC. And then you also have Diobu Vigilante as well in the Diobu axis of Port Harcourt. So they're very popular. But what is beguiling me right now is that even though we've had an increase in the popularity of private security outfits, you go to some residential areas, you know, you see nicely starched uniformed gentlemen and ladies at the door or at the gates, you know, not just in banks now, but talking about in residential places. But even with those personnel there, you still find that some residents are willing to pay some amount to, in quote, these vigilante services. Yes, I'm not making this up. I've visited friends who have said, oh, the people here said that we should bring money so we can pay for so-and-so group to protect the area. There is a pro and con to this. Now, recently, a human rights lawyer, Paul Wankwala, was making a comment. Let's take a listen to him very quickly.
The Nigerian police fail their basic mandate in the performance of their duties. And in every community, daily, we hear reported cases of wanton destruction of lives and properties.
But the security indices cannot be looked at to fathom whether or not the country is affected. There are other indices that have to be looked into. I will say.
So the other indices, right? It's not just about the security act that you're talking about being a failed state, but obviously Nigeria isn't. But it's the country is failing in some aspects. And for you, resident in Port Harcourt, the security architecture has been won. Now, we have the new CP, Emeka Nwi, who has been very vociferous. Hey, look, I want to stamp out criminality. We'll fight them. He has media briefings very regularly, which one would say is very good. But whilst that is on, there is an underbelly that a lot of people are not paying attention to. On several occasions, you've had people call this radio station and say, oh, they should give so-so-so group, they should give the boys, they should arm them so they can protect us. They are more effective than the police, yada, yada, yada. And I don't think so. Because we've seen in recent weeks, in recent months, in recent years, some of these individuals in some of these groups turning to become gods of their own, owing to the fact that they didn't get proper training. I grew up watching Batman, Superman, Iron Man, The Incredible Hulk, you know, Fantastic Four. Many of these characters I just made mention of were vigilantes, particularly Batman. He's a vigilante. He goes around, he fights crime, but he does not arrest people. He cannot keep people in prison, and more importantly, he doesn't kill people. But we've seen in some instances where, you know, things have happened, you know, arms have been exchanged and then loss of life incurred. But it's not just that. It's the fact that some people, and don't forget, these are not constituted authority. Vigilantes are not constituted authority. In some instances, you find people now resorting to meet those vigilantes to solve their civil disputes. See where the problem is getting to? Anyway, I'm opening the phone lines now. I'd like to get to hear from you.
The views and opinions shared on this program do not represent the position of Nigeria Info FM. Nigeria Info, let's talk.
As always, turn down the volume of your radio set. Refrain from making derogatory or defamatory comments. Didn't see, didn't hear it. Please do not make unsubstantiated and unverified claims. And very importantly, do not make inciting statements. So, what exactly is the law? What exactly is the attraction for many Rivers people, some Rivers people, towards vigilante groups? Now, some people are not comfortable. It's so bad right now that some people don't quite feel very comfortable getting to hear from a police officer, which is bad. That's another thing the police service need to work on, talking about their interaction with the local communities. But there is a downside to this, and that is these groups, and the more these groups pop up, a lot of people don't understand this, the more these groups pop up, the likelier the chances of them metamorphosizing into something else. But hey, what does Jude know? I just want to find out from you in Rivers State, in Rivers, this morning, why you think these vigilante groups have become so popular. So much so that the previous administration even created, in quote, a neighborhood watch, which sounded on paper like a great deal. But people wanted more than just, in quote, neighborhood watch, people looking around and saying, hey, they've jumped people's fences. No, people wanted more. 92.3. Oh, dear. Drop call scenario. Numbers call 0817-923-0002. 0817-923-0003. 0817-923-0003. WhatsApp and Telegram available on 0809-030-6416. 0809-030-6416. 92.3. Good morning, please.
Yeah, Mr. Zion, good morning to you.
Good morning.
The total number of police personnel we have in Nigeria and the one allotted to Rivers State is understaffed, which means they are not adequate. The police as a commission has a lot to do when it comes to recruitment. Things are not adequate to provide security to you, to me. That is why I resort to local vigilante on my street. As I'm talking to you, coming to Abara Road now, from room 1 down to back, you will not see anybody. From room 1 to room 4, you will not see a police. The one you normally get is a migraine, right? And where do they stand? At the police station. So what does that tell you? We are not secure.
Really?
We are not secure.
Zion, do you know that some people think that, having policemen all over the place is not a sign of security? Damilola is in Akpajo. Good morning to you, Damilola.
Good morning, sir. Thank you so much.
Good morning.
Don't mind my voice.
Good morning. Please go on.
All right. One of the reasons why vigilante is much reversed is because, you know, there are extensions. River State is becoming bigger. People are building houses. People are extending to some part of the places that houses have not been. And police are not spreading. The police station, you know, the one you know at LMA, Akpajo, or Elele, one is still there, that is still there up to now.
Mm.
People are not extending. They are not extending. You see, the way they were from 3 years ago, that is where they... And the community is not the same. We are expanding, we are increasing.
Mm.
So how do we secure those people that are extending to those areas? It's by hiring those boys to watch the environment for us.
Well, Damilola, I understand the narrative, but the question is, how long can this be sustained? Damilola, you've been in Port Harcourt long enough to hear, oh, they caught one vigilante boy doing this. They went to go and flog one person. They were taking laws into their hands. And don't forget, Damilola, these people are not constitutionally recognized. So people shouldn't go there to meet them for anything.
Yes, I agree with you. I want to... All these things still boil down to governments.
Mm.
If government can look for ways of probably bringing them in or retraining them, or because if they can employ more police officers, creating more divisions, creating more areas and some other things that can be of a help to those people. Police are actually meant to secure some properties. But the question is, are they really secure some property now? Where are they? They call them to come and meet you. They will tell you that they don't have where. Because they are not near. They are far away from you.
Okay. Braid, speaking to us from Borokiri. Braid, good morning to you, please.
Good morning, my brother.
Good morning.
Yes, the security issue for me is a failure of governance. When I say governance, I don't mean just federal government, state government, local government. It's a total failure. Because if you see the security issue, if you see the organogram, you see that we are still stagnant from 1960, where we are, that is where we are today. And our security does not improve in any dimension. You could be able to look at it. There is no improvement. If you look at the arms and ammunition, it's what has been procured since CC. And that is what they are trying to manage. And sometimes Woodlum will also cut away some of their arms.
I'm just about 30 seconds. But once again, even with private security outfits, like I made mention, people who usually sit and secure, you know, some houses, they're not still popular. Why do Rivers people still want to get to hear vigilante services? Why?
Yes, the last administration wanted to recruit neighborhood police, and some amount of billion was recruited to that. Where is that? And that money stinks without picking them up.
Okay. All right, so he made mention of the Neighborhood Watch, which I did as well. We'll get to the background of that for a few minutes when we return after the break.
We are back. This is your number one talk station, Nigeria Info.
Yes, we're back. 93 Nigeria Info. 29 minutes, just a few seconds before the bottom of the hour. And this morning, inside Rivers, we are having a conversation about security. Yes. And the pool or lore for, in quote, vigilante services. Now, I made mention, and I'm going to use the analogy one more time, just in case you didn't get it and you're just joining us. You see, these superheroes that we like to watch on televisions these days, that our comic book fantasies for when we were children have now literally popped up on our screens, are the stuff of, like I said, fantasies. Batman, Spider-Man, these are all vigilantes, right? They do not have constitutional rights to arrest you. They can catch a criminal and then they will leave the person where the police should come and take over, you know, constitutional authority from, right? Which is what should happen here in River State. But sometimes, even though we've heard from the various groups, whether it's the Jobu Vigilante, the OSPAC, you know, we often hear them say, oh, look, we don't arrest anybody. We report to the police, and sometimes we engage, and then, you know, they come and take them and blah, 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 blah. But there have been murky waters in recent times, very gray areas. Take, for example, the reports of some, in quotes, some criminals engaging in gun battles with, in quotes, vigilantes. Where did they get the ammunition from? And so, who's to say, like we've heard before, where you have reprisal attacks that often will lead to, you know, casualties of civilians, people who are not directly involved in these, in quotes, turf wars. My biggest worry has to do with the fact that even though they are private security firms, right, who will not arrest but just operate like, you know, vigilante services, many people in this state don't want to use them. Those days are gone when people say, let's go and get one boy or somebody who will not be a security guard or pay a proper security company. No, people want, in quotes, vigilante services. Joe Best is in Nelelewo. Joe Best, good morning to you. Welcome.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning, Joe. Okay. Welcome.
You ask a question, how long will this last? But, to me, it's not fair. Nigeria should have such security at peak. Because how do you check these boys? That's another thing. How do you check their SSCs? If somebody told me that you don't have enough police to work for Nigeria, it's a lie. Okay, go to any police station now, just this LLM1 roundabout. No, LLM1 by all email.
Okay.
There are more than 10 police officials pursuing Keke. Then if you now go through this LMA, he immigrate. You will see not less than 10 to 5 police in one square. They are just stopping the vehicle collecting money. Well enough. Then if you go to the station, so I'm playing drafts. Are they not paying well? I don't know. Before you could... Hello?
I'm listening to you, Joe. I'm listening to you.
Yeah, before you could call any policeman to arrest somebody for you. Now you can't go to police. Now you can call the person. Call the person. Go to police. Before they can start to record. They are not ready to flee to anywhere to arrest anybody.
So the problem is not that they are not enough, although statistically the country is under policed. But let's get to hear more from you. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to Hello Port Harcourt. We have Ida from Nkora on the line. Ida, good morning to you, please.
Yeah, good morning, my brother. How are you?
Good morning, welcome.
Is another without from Nkoro.
Go on.
My brother, if you come to UP houses, the same thing is happening. Most of them are good. Most of them, here I talk to them, they will not hear you. Like when we are passing by today, we saw them wheeling one old man with gray hair.
You saw who? Who did you see?
The uniform men now.
You, the policemen.
God, what they are doing, it's not good. You should call them to order. They are doing anyhow.
Okay, all right. So that's one regular complaint. Thank you very much, Ida, from Rivers people about the actions, of some police officers. But the focus is not so much on the police officers. But it seems maybe Ida didn't get the question. But what exactly is the law? What exactly is the attraction? Right? Why have they become so popular? And I say they, we're talking about vigilante services. Now, let me get to read this message. This person, I think, probably understands the question and the conversation we're having. Emeoka Monday says, the spread of armed vigilante in River State is a time bomb that is ready to explode. The state government should do something now, else those armed, untrained, emphasis on untrained civilians, will become wild and uncontrollable in the near future. They have resorted to collecting toll from motorists plying Alu Omagwa routes from 6 p.m. using the influence of their arms. This is one of the complaints I got to receive over the weekend. Yeah, this happens regularly. There have been several times when people say, look, in my community or in some parts of Port Harcourt, when something happens, the local vigilante, they act like the authority of the land. Some people even defer to them. Some people even defer to them. In fact, in some cases, I think it's that Alu that was mentioned when I was speaking to the Okada man. He said sometimes these vigilante groups would even mount checkpoints. It doesn't make sense to me. Or maybe, I don't know, maybe there is a local law in that area that empowers them to do so. But constitutionally, they don't have the right to do so. But they do so. You see where the problem is? Charles is now Nahoda East. Charles, good morning to you, please.
Hello, good morning, Mr. Presenter.
Good morning, Charles.
Yeah, the problem with why we don't trust police, one, is that Nigerian police, for the most of them, are not effective. Despite the distance that they are covering. Now, you now hold that here now. Hold that inside my headquarter here. The detail that was posted here. Just one man has changed the terrain of security for Ahoda East. Just one person. Now compare the police station Ahoda, division and area according to them. Close by where I call again, OBT has one, Omok has one. These ones in between Omok and Ahoda, there is an anti-criminal in Erema, where to use to call your station. All these ones are effective in collecting money from drivers. When it comes to the major job they are called for, my brother, they will not be there. That is why I see our area, since us parking. That's why they have up and down. All parks are more effective than the Nigerian police. Ask an average, ask Susie, anyone around us, they know that when all parks came, things changed. When police were there, they would go through the roads from among them. We see like 10 checkpoints. Even they will leave. And all of us keep traveling until God brought us back. So it's my own opinion, as much as they have their ups and downs, the system of Nigerian police, that's one thing, you go to yourself, mother was playing draft. lot of things they are doing that if you look at them, they will tell you, over no send, I don't think that's enough, I don't come die for now. So, I don't know, that's why I see all this cranking of up where several security outfits. There's a contribution. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Charles. Nathaniel speaks to us from Bonny Island. Nathaniel, good morning to you, please.
Thank you very much.
Good morning.
For me, I think, can you hear me, man?
Yes, please. Go on, Nathaniel.
The activities of this local vigilante was brought about by the inadequacies of the police. And one of the reasons being that it was first contacted by the local community men who deemed it necessary to recruit some of these boys to protect them and their activities from hoodlums. Because the police are sometimes not available or sometimes they are not really on ground to really do some of the protection. And one other reason is that the politicians have to proliferate the activities of these hoodlums because most of them were the talks they used during elections and they were well armed. Then after the elections, the arms were not collected from them. These boys now use the arms to terrorize the whole environment. So what do they do now? The police now, the government now came around and then take some of these hoodlums, some among them, who are going to work with them now to stop the other ones from perpetrating the evils because of the shouts and many shouts from the community. So for me, I think one of the reasons is that the politicians have helped to make these boys more powerful.
That's talking about the vigilante groups now.
Yes, they have made them more powerful because it was still them that will use them for elections. And after the elections, they will discourage them from carrying out some of these criminal activities. Some will drop their weapons and some are not ready to drop. So they now pick from among those who were ready to drop and get away from criminal activity. Empower these ones to chase these ones because they know that these are the ones that can know most of the nooks and crannies where these ones hide. So they will use them to chase these other ones now. This is the reason why now they decided to form this local vigilante, camp them to chase some of these ones. And then you know that some of these criminals are well armed with camps. And most of these camps are so powerful that policemen are not able to stand.
Really?
These vigilantes. Yes.
All right. Tao is speaking from Mbaraja. Tao, good morning to you, please.
Yeah, Joe, good morning. How is today?
Very well. Thank you for calling, Tao.
Okay, great. Now, fundamentally, what you ask yourself, what is the reason behind the emergence of this community security operatives? It is as a result of failure of the state to provide appropriate security. That is one. Now, when you talk of the activities, my brother, it's just that because they are not uniformed and they are more vulnerable to the activities in terms of their native activities is more pronounced because if you compare the negative operations of the police, my brother, is much more than what it should have been.
Are you sure, Tao?
Yeah.
Because reports, I'm sure you've been following the news in the past 1 year or two. They've been not just in River State, almost everywhere in this country. There've been reports of, you know, vigilante groups who were like, I'm not happy about this person, and they call their brother who is a member. Oh yeah, let's go and harass that person. In fact, in some cases, they even have factions. They split into groups.
It's the same thing with the police, my brother. But if you now let's take it this way, now that they have come upstream, they are more effective in combating these criminals within the locality. Their response is faster than the police. You just take the one that happened recently at Ubogo that has been reported in my attention about 2 or 3 days ago or so. It was this local vigilante that arrested these kidnappers and handed all them over to the police. If it was the police, left the police, they wouldn't respond as fast as that. I know of one incident that happened around my area about last year or so. It was these same people that came, responded, arrested this criminal and handed him over to the police. So the police don't respond as fast as this people. It's all that I agree. In every setting, in an organization like that, you are bound to have a bad ex and good ones. So for me, there should be retrain.
Once
that is done, yeah, security will be more effective.
Mm. Tao, thank you very much. Tao was speaking to us from Mbaraja. Tao talks about retraining. Now, don't forget, you can follow us on social media at Nigeria Info PH, at Nigeria Info PH on Facebook and what was called Twitter, which is now called X. All right, at Nigeria Info PH, at Nigeria Info PH. But if you still go online with your web browser, you still get to see Twitter.com. But the sign now is X, no more Bird. It's no longer the Bird app. It's now the X app. So at Nigeria Info PH, at Nigeria Info PH. And this moment, we're talking about the vigilante spread in River State. A lot of groups, a lot of communities, you know, a lot of neighborhoods, similarly, are more comfortable using, you know, or paying for the services of vigilante groups as opposed to police, regular police, or even private security outfits. Now, it's interesting that I'm making mention of this private security outfits because, like I said earlier on, I have seen some estates, some, you know, streets, you know, where they have, where the landlord say, you know what, we would pay, let's all contribute a certain amount of money. We'll pay XYZ security firm so that we have men and women manning the gates, right? We have, you know, lines that you can call in case there's an emergency. And we'll try to make sure that the, you know, people are as respectful and as civil as possible, right? Some of you are around Port Harcourt, you've gone to some of those estates where, you know, the people are wearing their outfits, their khakis, and, you know, they're talking, right? Now, on the surface, that seems, from my vantage point, that seems like a much better deal. But we know that these people are not armed as well. So, like, say you have armed robbers or kidnappers who come, the best maybe those people will do is probably to raise their alarm. But they do serve a purpose of deterrent, because if you have a lot of security outposts in and around your estate, some of you are fortunate to live in those estates, have, you know, it gives you a better sense of whom it is that is standing there. The question is, when you pay for those vigilante services that some people are beginning to do within the Port Harcourt metropolis and within the borders and boundaries of River State, you don't quite know who is who. And like someone made mention, look, these arming them might not be the best idea. I've seen some a while ago, so about 2-3 years ago, if I'm not mistaken, you know, they're driving in a minibus. You know, the doors were open. They were acting like policemen, moving around the area, okay? And one of them had a double barrel, a shotgun. I saw it with my own eyes. And that question still is pertinent today. Under whose authority? Prince is in Chinda. Prince, good morning to you, please.
Good morning, thank you.
Good morning.
I'm not telling people that.
Go on, please.
Okay, I want to contribute on the topic, and I think it's a very interesting one. I, as one of the commanders of the vigilante, it is very practical that the society finds more confidence in the vigilante, more especially in responding to crime. And it is on record that before now, our societies were a no-go area where people could not sleep with their two eyes closed. And that prompted the services of the vigilante. And even the police, too, can also attest that our complementary roles in supporting the police have made our society to be a crime-free area, even if not 100%, at least 75%. And the only area where River State government has failed is to bring all these vigilantes together and profile them for one purpose. What is the purpose? Protection of lives and property. Let me bring this information to you. In our services in the society, for instance, people will come to us and say, they snatched my phone. We don't wait for bring money to make entry, let's open the case. We respond to that place where your phone is snatched, and criminals are apprehended, even to the recovery of the phone, even if it is sold to 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 persons. So when the society sees that their properties are recovered on daily basis, they will keep on
coming to the vigilante for aid. Vigilante don't have any other place than to respond to crime. And we have a time frame of responding to crime. We are not persons when people come to us, we begin to say which gun do they carry or whatever. We respond immediately to see that that person that has been a victim should be protected and his properties are recovered. And we recover a lot. At this day. Even here today, we sent not less than 6, 7, 8 criminals to the police station for prosecution. At this day. Even when offers were made, yeah, for matters to end there, we sent them to the police station so that it will serve as a deterrent for them. For other criminals.
Okay, Prince, let me ask you. Let me ask you. And I'd like to once again thank you very much for taking out the time to talk to us on these issues. Now, you understand, I'm sure you've been listening to some of the reasons why people are saying, look, they are a little bit more confident with the presence of vigilante services across the state than that of police. But the worry still remains. Now, you made mention of profiling individuals who would come and work for these services. My question to you is this. What has been the step and the response so far? Because in the past, you know, getting to hear those stories of one vigilante group, you know, harassing somebody or somebody's neighbor, going to call their vigilante group, you know, because they stole meat from the person's cooking pot, all those things are not what we should be hearing as a sane society. Because, and I know you know this, any vigilante group is not constitutionally granted any powers to do anything regarding policing. Hello, Prince.
Hello.
Yes, Prince.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Yes, did you get my question? You said that you want them to profile. My question is, how has that been received? What's the process? Have you started it? Who are you meant to meet so that this profiling starts?
Now, if we talk about the services of vigilante in River States, it is the communities that. For most of the vigilantes because of the insecurity that was going on in the communities.
Mm.
And what we expected is this. Now, for instance, I operate in my area. I don't know the ones who operate in other areas, getting because they're also formed by various communities. For one purpose, what is the purpose? Protection of lives and property. Now, we expected the state government or the local government to bring all these vigilantes together. For instance, if it is Port Harcourt City, all the vigilantes working in Port Harcourt City brought together and you profile them and the data are with you. The identities of the leaders and the commanders are with you. I get it. If there is any misconduct, I get it. You need not to. It will be very easy for you if it is the area in Suzo Place, you call the commander of that place and the issue of misconduct. We want to so person, bring so person. I think it will go a long way to checkmate their activities. And they say, the government is running away from responsibility. What is the responsibility? Funding. And there is no how you operate without funding. And the community doesn't have the capacity to fund them. And when the community doesn't have the capacity to fund them, when the vigilante works, sometimes some may deviate from the purpose. Obviously, it is only when you fund somebody very well, and if that person deviates, and if that person loses his job, it will serve as a detriment to the other person. Obviously. But government has not come into the services of the vigilante, where the activities will be monitored through profiling, and through funding, you'll be able to get it right. When you don't fund people, and the community, they can give them a stipend of $10,000 as a salary for the whole month. Automatically, and he doesn't even provide that vigilante. Automatically, he will go contrary. He will go astray. These are the issues.
All right,
so,
please.
And in the other area too, if we now withdraw the services of the vigilante, we will fall back to the days of insecurity. So that is the reason why the government should come in fully, profile them, fund them, and guide them to see how the activities will be going smoothly.
Prince, thank you very much. It's been a pleasure speaking to you. Thank you for your time this morning, Prince.
God bless you, sir.
Thank you. Prince, speaking to us from Chinda. Let's get to WhatsApp as we wrap up our conversations read some of your comments. Jude, no matter the shortcomings of the vigilantes, they are far better than the Nigerian police. Police have lost the respect and trust of Nigerians. All right, numbers to call 0179230002. 0817923002 0817923007. WhatsApp and Telegram available on 0809030 6416 0809030 6416. I'll just take one more call and read some more messages. Good morning, Jude. I'm very, very angry at the way the police are responding to this issue. Yes, it's good that we have local police or local vigilantes to help in passing information and also fight and deter these criminals. But what do the police do by and large? Let's be honest, Jude. A lot of Nigerians are not comfortable seeing Nigerian police. People are even scared when they're on the road seeing a police officer. It shouldn't be so. That's why people prefer vigilantes in Kiru there. Robin is in a chair. I don't know if I can speak to John in Ikwe Road, but Robin, very quickly, please.
Yes, good morning.
Very quickly, yes. Go on, Robin. John is waiting. Let's hear from you.
Yes, on the issue of profiling police vigilante, let me say my view. You see, the object of criminal liability is to deter others from committing similar offense.
Very true.
We have lived in a country where those who commit crimes are not punished, rather they are blessed or they are rewarded. How do you think crime will stop? Look at the environment when I was growing up. You dare not cut another man's plantain. If a woman is caught in another woman's farm having stolen cassava or stealing cassava, there's a local way with which such matter is dealt with.
So very quickly, because I want to talk to John. Are you really comfortable with the spread of vigilantes?
Vigilantes, if you ask me, without the vigilante, how do we sleep?
Hey, John, in Inquiry Road. Go on, John, very quickly.
Yeah. Good morning, John.
Thank you for your patience, please.
Yeah, whether we like it or not, vigilantes are more proactive. They help because one, they don't bring somebody from another locality to come and do vigilante within the area at which he's working. So, what am I saying? All the vigilantes, like for instance, Kinda, all of them, maybe are voices that reside within that area in Kinda, unlike police, where you bring somebody from Maiduguri to process to Lagos because it's national coverage. So, a lot of things that may happen, you will not be able to trace them immediately. Immediate response is saying that those vigilantes know the look and cranny within that area where people that can perpetrate those acts, they know them already.
Okay.
So if you have a problem and go to police station, if that police does not have where, or they'll ask you to. Somebody told me I went to police.
John, I have to go right now, but your narrative is understood.